a stretch of Route 30 that collapsed near East Pittsburgh will remain closed for a few months following a landslide. 30 residents have been displaced from their homes. This follows at least a dozen landslides in the past 2 months in the city of Pittsburgh. Mayor Bill Peduto told 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin, it's been a record year for landslides in the city.
What has the city been doing in terms of geologic testing to check on the stability of hills that have already slid to see if things are going to continue to be a problem there?
Well, the city has knowledge of over a dozen locations that are very prone to landslides. And what we've been doing is monitoring each of those locations several times a day. There have been geological testing that's been done, and at any moment that there is even the concern that a landslide is imminent, we will use public safety and we will remove anybody who may be in harm's way. We have been working hard to be on the side of caution. We've been fortunate that we haven't had any injuries this year, although there are over a dozen properties that may not be able to be, the families may not be able to move back into those properties.
So have you learned whether there are any reasons beyond the heavy rainfall for all these slides?
Each of the situations differ. Whether there is just natural slides that are occurring because of the record rainfall and snow that we'd have had this year, or whether there had been work that had been done at the top of a hill or at the toe of a hill, there are different reasons and causes for landslides to occur. And we really haven't gotten out of this freeze-thaw cycle, which adds to it with the expansion and the contraction of not only land, but of our water pipes. So an underlying problem on Route 30, which is also a problem within the city, is we've had a record number of water breaks. And the water breaks serve as a loosening of the ground underneath, which then causes additional problems.
The dozen sites that you mentioned, are those sites that have already had slides or what?
Yeah, for the most part, the areas that we've monitored, we have had activity, but there are still others that we're watching that there hasn't been any. Probably breaks down to about two-thirds of the sites have had activity so far, and another third we're continuing to monitor. If you think about a hillside like a cake, you have the cake and then you have the icing. And the icing is all the dirt that sits upon the core of the hill. And all of that dirt can either be retained by walls or be removed by backhoes. But you're talking about hundreds of thousands of tons of dirt.
To continue your analogy, the fix is not a piece of cake. I'm thinking about that retaining wall along Route 28 between Millville and the city. What can the city afford to do? In other words, permanent solutions.
Well, you can't get to a permanent solution without removing the hillside itself. So, talking tens of millions of dollars. And in some areas, like a busy highway corridor, it is warranted. In other areas, the cost cannot be ever made up. The cost of a landslide would be less than building wall itself.
Complicating factor. It's one thing if a hillside slides onto a road, causes some detours or whatever, and cleanup. It's another thing when it affects people's homes and therefore their lives.
Yeah, and it's something that we need to think about quite a bit in Western Pennsylvania. Building your home on the top of a hill provides a lot of great advantages and certainly great views, but building your home at the top of the hill or at the bottom of a hill, at the toe of a hill, also makes you more prone to be a part of a potential landslide in the future.
Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.